जान नहीं इसमें। بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم I'm sure that every one of us when coming to the majlis we have an intention our intention is to become close and dear to Allah Ta'ala that there is no other intention that we want his closeness that's why we have come here we have sacrificed all our good time we could have been settled somewhere else but we came here especially So that you want to become close and dear to Allah Ta'ala. That is our intention and nothing else. Now one is to take that road that takes you long. But everyone on shortcut today. Even when you're traveling, you look at the shortcuts. No one wants to do any hard work. If you tell someone to do hard work, they're not prepared to do hard work. They want easy way. They want the easy way. Now, we cannot reach the Sahabas at all. Because if you look at their life, you'll be surprised. What they went through, we can't even talk about it too. What difficulties and hardship they faced. They could take it, not we. Likewise, so many things that you read of the people before us, that they went through so much of hardship to strive to go in this road. If you have to go and do that, you will not last. But yet, alhamdulillah, we get Allah Ta'ala puts into the hearts of the great people, pious people, how we can get the easy road. How we can get the easy road. And that the shortcut is, Dr. Abdul Hayy Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi gave a very good, the easy way to get the closest of Allah Ta'ala, the easiest way. He says, do it for a few days and then you come and see. See, anything you do, you have to do it continuously. You don't expect today and today and today something happen. You have to do it consistently every day without fail for some time. If you do it with this intention, then Allah Ta'ala looks at your intention too. And then He makes it easy for you too. So He says, firstly, make it a habit to talk to Allah Ta'ala. Make it a habit to talk to Allah Ta'ala quietly. Quietly means what? Like this. That whenever you do any act that is permissible, any act that is permissible, very important, that any act that you do must be permissible in the law of Allah. Then what happens? Tell in your heart, Oh Allah, assist me. Any act that you do, you say, Oh Allah, assist me in this work. Assist me in this work. Listen to me very carefully. This is a very easy prescription. And it's easy, and make it easy for me and complete it. Make it easy for me and complete. So first you're saying, assist me, what you need is assistance. Without his assistance, nothing can happen. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah ma'ayni bil'ilmi. Well, assist me in the knowledge. He asked, so who are we? So you ask Allah Ta'ala, whatever work you are doing, oh Allah, make it easy for me and complete it with afiat and accept it. Complete it with afiat. Now this is something not only for us, not only for every one of us, whether it's a woman at home, whether a man at work, no matter what. This very short statement, but look at how many times a day you will be talking to Allah Ta'ala. A very short statement that look at how many times a day you will be talking to Allah Ta'ala. I want you to understand this. Because this is something if you bring this in your life, you don't have to go through long, long wazifas. You don't have to do any wazifas at all. If you're going to the masjid, you make this dua too. You do any work you start doing, you make this dua. You sit in a car, you make dua. What time you not make dua? So how many times you are remembering Allah Ta'ala all the time? All the time. You're walking out of this place, you're making this dua. That Allah make it easy for me. So how important it is, it says that the purpose is because, the main purpose is The connection with Allah will remain all the time with us. That is the main purpose. The purpose for this is what? If you have a connection with Allah Ta'ala all the time, that person is very fortunate to have a connection with Allah Ta'ala all the time. The not a minute is forgetting Allah Ta'ala. That is what is wanted. When Nabi Karim says, so do not put in leave, allow me to go 1 second, one, even the blink of the eye to the nafs. What's the meaning of that? That the nafs must not be, I must be with you all the time. I must be with you all the time. I must not be with my nafs at all. So that's the first thing you must understand. The first thing, that Allah make it easy for me. And no matter, make it easy and complete it with the afiyat. And accept it. Accept it. The three things you will always know. The second thing is very important is, man is faced with four types of conditions in this world. Man is faced with four types of conditions in this world. One is something according to his desires is fulfilled. His expectations. You desire for something, Allah fulfills that thing. You expect something to happen, Allah fulfills those things. Is that right? But then you see that sometimes it's not what you desire for. It's not what you desire for. What you expect, you do not get that. What you desire for, you don't get that. And then is the remembering of one's past mistakes and losses. During the course of the day, you think of your students, what is the past losses. Remembering that also, a man begin to remember all that was happening. So once again his desires, then the fear of the future, of what is going to happen in the future. The fear, listen to this very carefully. It's not something very small, it's something very important. That first and foremost you understand that one is according to expectations, one against your desire, the remembering of one's past mistakes and losses. When sometime a person begins to rethink of his past, it can become a deviation for him, an obstruction for him to progress. So here he's showing us how you can prevent that too. But many a time a person begins to think, I've committed so much of sins, in which way Allah will forgive me. He should not think like that too. Because whatever sins you have committed, the moment you make tawbah, Allah accepts it. Allah forgives him. But the future is most important. The fear of the future, what's going to happen? What's going to happen to me? The fear. That's very important. However, the first thing is this much. That any time you're experiencing the ni'mat of Allah towards you, the desire according to you, what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do when Allah Ta'ala fulfills your desires? What are your desires means? Well, expect what do you want? Are you thinking to yourself, Ya Allah, I'm not fit for this, but you gave it to me. Man must think like that, you know, I desire for certain, Allah gave me this like that. Am I fit for it? I'm not fit for it. What are you supposed to do? Make shukar. Shukar is something is very important. Man must understand this much, that if he makes a lot of shukar, Allah gives him more and more. The most important thing for us is whatever he desires for, whatever he gets, what he gets, ni'mat he gets. The most important thing is to make shukar for it. By him making shukar, that thing remains with him. That thing remains. And that's what we want. The ni'mat must remain with you. And the only time it will remain with you when you make shukar. And you make shukar all the time, Allah Ta'ala give more and more. But then comes this incident where, against your desires, you expect so many things. You do not get those things. So many things you are faced with. You want to get married to this person. You proposed here, the next moment it broke. In this moment, it broke. Or you just get married now, and 2 weeks' time it breaks. Which is happening today. And you had so much of hopes that you're going to get this. You put your CV there and you got the thing and next morning you refused. These are all against your thing. Now, this sometimes, because man is faced with these four conditions. As I mentioned the first one, that according to your desires, one is against your desires. At the time is against your desires, How do you respond is most important. Because the man gave you his word and everything, next moment you see is gone. Which is against your expectations. So automatically what you do, supposed to do, sabr. Sabr comes in, one is shukr. At the time when the ni'mat is given to you according to how you want it. And sabr at the time when you want something and you did not get it. Sabr that time, that no matter what happened. And sabr means not to talk to anyone. Not to complain about it too. That is called sabr. The pain that is going through is not complain to anyone too. But he's just making sabr. And the meaning of sabr is this, but that Allah is rewarding him for that. بِغَيْرِ حِسَاب. بِغَيْرِ حِسَاب in the Quran it is. That person who makes sabr, Allah gives him unlimited reward. But side by side, the more greater thing what he's got is مَعِيَتْ Allah Ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَا الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah is with him. Allah Ta'ala is with him. So one side the ni'mat may shukr, another side he may sabr on this condition that he just keeps quiet because of his silent and accepts it wholeheartedly. He's got reward for that. And the most important thing that he's got is the ma'iyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala is with him. This is the thing. We have to keep this in mind 24 hours. Then only you can get your life straightened. So get that thing. So once you get that thing that, and then you get this, that your past sins or the past losses, you begin to think of those things. And one is this much that you know what, you've been ready to make istighfar. You make istighfar. Istighfar is the greatest thing. The greatest thing Allah Ta'ala give you after iman is zindagi, life. Life is something Allah gives you. You got the opportunity to make istighfar. Remember one thing. When you got life, you got everything. You got no life, you got nothing. So when you make istighfar with that, you make istighfar with that. But then the future we're concerned about, which is now what we see today, is so much of fitna and fasad. My husband said one time in his one madrasa, he says, you can see that so many madrasas and all these madrasas and maktabs, I mean so many, but with that, fitna barti rahti. Increased on a fitna all the time. There's so much of fitna with all that what you can see. I'm not going to go into details. The biggest fitna is a cell phone. What has the cell phone has done to people? It has damaged people's minds. It's corrupted people's heart. It brought about disunity. Whatever you can say, it has brought about more harm than benefit. So here he says this month, that a time when you see this kind of position, where you are going to be seeing fitnas of all kinds. Now you are fearing. You are fearing. One time you're trying very hard to put yourself right, making shukr, making sabr, making istighfar on the sins that you committed. Now you're concerned, how is it further, how we should go? How we go further? Because every corner you're going, every side you're going, there's all kind of arrows hitting you or fitnas. Allah min a'ud bikam. What he says, a'ud bikam min jamil fitan ma dhahara minha wa batan. Jamil fitan ma dhahara minha wa batan. What he's trying to say to us? Seek protection from all kinds of temptations. Oh Allah, I seek protection from all kinds of temptation that is in front of us. Because we are tempted all the time. So what are you doing? The most important thing I'm trying to show you is, you are speaking to who all the time? 24 hours you're speaking to Allah Ta'ala. And that is what we want supposed to be doing. The woman at home, I admire one woman. I was very impressed with her. She don't go to anywhere. No else anyway. She don't like anyone to come to see her too. But whenever she is, she said, me, I'm speaking to Allah alone. She only says to me, Mawlana, I speak to my Allah alone. Whatever I want, I speak to my Allah. Now just imagine, whole day she's working, but she's not meeting anyone. She's not talking to anyone, but she's talking to Allah Ta'ala. When a woman talks like that, to how happy you get. And that is what we want us to. That wherever we are too, we must talk to Allah Ta'ala. Who must talk to? He's the only one can give us right, and do everything of the best for us. So this is a prescription remedy which I thought today I'll tell it to you, to share it with you. that you must bear in mind, use it every day. You go to sleep too, read that thing. Make that dua. Then you see how quickly we come so close to Allah Ta'ala. Because, oh Allah, I see protection from the temptation of these fitnas. I see protection. Because every corner, whether it's internal, external, all kind of fitna is so much around us. It is most difficult. It is a remedy by Nabi Karim Sallam who gave this dua. It's a barakat of this dua you can see, inshallah. And if you're sincere, but remember, you have to be very sincere. It is not a one-day thing. It has to be continuously do it all the time. Then only you can see the fruit of it too. So when a person make shukr, the ni'mat becomes more, and Allah Ta'ala protects the ni'mat too. Just imagine when a person makes shukr, Allah Ta'ala gives him more too, and he's protected also. The shukr is given to him. Likewise, when we make sabr, the loss of the gain, the greatest thing is to get the Allah Ta'ala with you, ma'al sabiri. And istighfar must make sometime a person, you know, his bad losses or his sins come in front of him. It becomes a deviation for him. He doesn't know what to do. He thinks, now what will happen to me? I've done so much of wrongs. Now the remedy for that, make istighfar. And proceed, continue. Once you make istighfar, Allah forgives you. Because then it must not be sit with those kind of conditions where thereafter he will not be able to progress. So that Allah Ta'ala made it easy for us. Istighfar to make for wisdom. And the third most important thing, that you must have knowledge. Anything, you must have knowledge. At least you will know the compulsory act of wajibat of Islam, which is very important. Now if a person in namaz, you don't want the knowledge, but he's sincere, what will happen? You know, you get nothing out of him. He reads namaz, 5-10 namaz, but he's not sincere. He doesn't know the farais and the wajibat of namaz, and misses out on the rest of it. How can namaz be accepted? So that's why they say you must have knowledge. No matter how sincere you are, but you must have knowledge. Without knowledge, the sincerity won't help. Like a person taking an injection, giving one for an injection, and say, you know what happened? You have died, but I was sincere about it. But you're sincere because no knowledge, who told you to use the injection? So likewise here too, it's very important that you must have the knowledge, at least farais and wajibat of Islam. Then at least that will help you, that you must know this. And thirdly, plead to Allah Ta'ala. I want to become yours. I want to become yours. Plead to Allah Ta'ala. You know how you cry? Plead to Allah Ta'ala. This is what you have to do. Oh Allah, plead to Allah Ta'ala. I want to become yours. Give me your recognition and love. Give me your recognition and love. You know, you talk to him. Oh Allah, give me your recognition and love. And by doing this, inshallah Ta'ala, continuously without fail, you see, inshallah, with the grace of Allah Ta'ala, with the fazal of Allah, Allah Ta'ala will give the love so quickly, but don't wait for it. Continue doing it. Inshallah, very quickly Allah will give you. And one more prescription, as the Thani Rahmatullah said, if a person did this 40 days, inshallah, he will get what he wants, but 40 days before he goes to sleep. So if that person, if he got time for looking at his cell phone, he must kick the cell phone from one side and take this prescription what I'm giving to you, which I'm sure that every one of you want to see and hear it. And I'm sure I've got full faith, inshallah, you'll do it. He says, oh Allah, I want to become, I want to follow your deen. Just say this, oh Allah, I want to follow your deen. He's going to sleep. Oh Allah, I want to follow your deen. So make me become yours. So make me become yours. Oh Allah, I want to follow your deen. So make me become yours. Give me your closeness so that I can become close to you. Give me your closeness so I can become close to you. What else you want? As the Thani Rahman said, if you say for 40 days, see what will happen to you. Allah Ta'ala, sabko amal kin tawfiq nasib farmaye. That's what for Madi today, Allah Ta'ala was qabool farmaye. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. Wa fil akhirati hasana. Wa qina adhab an-nar. Allahumma inna la dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadati. Allahumma ahsin aqibatana fil umuri kulliha. وأجلنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. ربنا فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة. توفني مسلما والحكم بالصالحين. وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب.